Hanna-Barbera proudly presents Fred Flintstone's How to Draw.
Hi, I'm Bill Hanna.
And I'm Joe Barbera. Now, we're the team that brought you cartoon superstars like Yogi Bear, the Jetsons, and the Flintstones.
Kids are always asking us, how do you draw Yogi Bear or Scooby-Doo? Seems like magic. Well, in a sense it is, but it's a magic with a method, because we take the character and break it down into simple shapes.
Now, take, for example, one of our favorite older characters, Fred Flintstone.
Old? Who you calling old? Why, you guys are old enough to be my father, my grandfather even.
Take it easy, Fred. In a sense, we are your fathers. And I remember the day we brought you to life.
That must have been one of the greatest days of your lives.
Oh, that was someday. It took a while to decide what you would look like. But once we did, we were able to draw you in 6 steps.
Wait, let me explain. After all, it is my body we're talking about. Now grab a piece of paper and a sharp pencil and you can follow along. Don't forget an eraser. Everyone makes mistakes when they're trying something new. Start with a long curved line to make my back. Then a shorter curved line makes my tummy. Whoa, I better cut down on those Bronto burgers. A small curved line makes my cheek. Yep, don't make it too big. Someone might want to pinch it. A V with a long side and a short side makes my collar. In step 2, a straight line will make the top of my head. Another short curved line from the top of my head to the beginning of my cheeks outlines the side of my face. Now 2 opposing curved lines, the first higher than the second, make my manly arms. A quick line connecting my back to my front becomes the bottom of my outfit. Now that's not so hard. So let's move on to step 3. First, you top my head off with my stylish coiffure. Now, add a sideways V for my ears so I can hear when Wilma calls me. Next comes my nose, which is an oval. Hey, my nose isn't that big, is it? Then my fingers so I can coochie-coo pebbly-poo. Finally, my legs. I'm looking better all the time. In this step, you add my eyes, 2 big bright ovals, my famous 5 o'clock shadow, a rounded V from my nose to my collar, and my Halston designer tie. Hey, don't forget my sleeve. It looks like a lightning bolt. And my toes, which are the shape of, toes. Now in step 5, we're getting down to my finer points. 2 dark lines for my eyebrows, which accentuate my tawny colored irises. A small circle within each of my eyeballs and lines around my eyes. My winning smile is 4 curvy lines. Now, complete my collar. Watch the artist closely. Add my famous Flintstone designer spots, which are really triangles. And finish off the stylish prehistoric cut of my outfit. Looking mighty good, if I do say so myself. Now for the final step. Top my smile with a curvy line. And don't forget to give me a tongue. Shade in my irises and my hair. I'm a natural brunette after all. Oh, what a gorgeous mug. Now, use your eraser to get rid of a few unnecessary lines, just like my friend here is doing. Hey, watch it, that tickles. to make me look even sharper, you might want to go over and darken some of my lines. That's it. Oh, and be sure to fill in my spots. Look at that handsome physique, those muscular legs, and delicate little toes. And there you have it. In just 6 steps, one of the most handsome men in animated history.
Great job, Fred. And now you know how it's done.
Now we hope you'll practice drawing Fred and use this idea of starting with simple shapes to create characters of your own.
Who knows? Maybe one day you'll see a character you designed do something like this.
Through the courtesy of Fred Soupy.